Dozens of pop-up coronavirus testing sites open across Massachusetts this week. They're offering free tests to anyone who's been in large gatherings like the recent protests. Some health experts are concerned that the large demonstrations over racism and police brutality could result in more cases of COVID-19. As WBUR's Angus Chen reports, some demonstrators are taking steps to minimize the risks as they're joining forces.
Hundreds of protesters marched toward downtown Boston during a demonstration last week. They packed the street, and almost everyone wears a face mask, a necessity during the COVID-19 pandemic. The protesters are calling for action against racial injustice and police brutality. Maya Dixon says the risk of the coronavirus pales in comparison to the danger black people face in the United States every day.
COVID-19 falls below the risk of watching my brothers or my sisters leave the house and never return. Like, I have memories of as early as my brothers being 15 and being profiled by the police simply for being brown-skinned black men. I am not willing to risk losing them.
That means it's still worth coming out to protest, even if there's a chance of catching the coronavirus.
If some people catch COVID-19, that's a risk that we're all aware of, and it's something that we willingly, you know, we took that chance, and we weighed our odds against continuing to let the violence just continue.
Protesters are taking steps to protect themselves and everyone else. A few volunteers offer squirts of hand sanitizer and disposable gloves. One man wears a plastic face shield. He says it can do double duty to guard against the coronavirus and pepper spray if police use it. Jason Chen says he does what he can to avoid getting too close to anyone else.
I try not to stand in the middle of huge crowds. Sometimes that's unavoidable. I don't touch anyone. I wash my hands. I've got a mask on. It's likely not enough. This will spread coronavirus. But I also feel like it's important to be out here.
That's a common sentiment. And there's more that activists can do to help minimize the risk of coronavirus at these demonstrations. Dr. Josh Barokas is an infectious disease physician at Boston Medical Center. He says beyond wearing a mask, people should not share objects that others have already touched. For instance, he suggests bringing your own sign.
And if you are going to share a sign or share something that someone's given to you, then I would say make sure that you're washing your hands and practicing good hand hygiene.
But Barokas adds that coronavirus isn't the only health risk to demonstrators. As the weather warms up, dehydration is one concern. So are infectious diseases from ticks and mosquitoes. That means everyone, from the protesters to the police, should be wearing bug spray, bringing water, and avoiding physical contact with others.
I want to make sure that people who are going out are doing so with many facets of their health in mind, knowing that this is an important movement to continue.
Even though the coronavirus remains a threat, Barokas says racism and police brutality are public health emergencies too. Demonstrators should keep showing up, he says. Just bring plenty of hand sanitizer with you. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.